This is KUNM. I'm Marisa DeMarco. Groups of armed civilians have turned up at Albuquerque Black Lives Matter demonstrations over the last week, alarming peaceful protesters and saying they intend to protect private property as well as people and their right to peacefully protest. A man from the New Mexico Patriots says his group has coordinated with police about patrolling these demonstrations. Several Albuquerque police officers met with a group of armed local MMA fighters ahead of a protest a week ago. KUNM's Hannah Colton has more.
We have vehicles where we can get over quick.
In a video posted on Facebook, at least six APD officers stand with a group of men, some armed, outside the Jackson Wink Academy in downtown Albuquerque as they prepare to attend the protest on Monday, June 1st. MMA fighter John Jones says his guy's job is to stop as much shenanigans as possible with their size and their voice. A police officer tells them to take care of each other and the people of Albuquerque. He warns about people who are, quote, just dummies.
They see crime of opportunity. I'm sure you guys can de-escalate just by talking to them.
There's not a lot of specific plans in the four-minute conversation caught on video. Jones says his guys won't be having their guns out. The next day, in an emailed statement to Santa Fe, New Mexican reporter Danny Prokop, APD spokesperson Gilbert Gallego said the meeting with the group was not department sanctioned and that APD, quote, opposes vigilante actions and attempts by civilians to intervene in planned peaceful protests. He said they, quote, discourage the presence of armed civilians at protests, which has the potential to escalate violence, not prevent it. On Tuesday, hundreds more peaceful protesters marched through downtown Albuquerque. Voices on the APD dispatch radio mentioned heavily armed friendlies, pointing guns down from a rooftop overlooking the march, raising more questions as to whether the department is coordinating with armed civilians.
We have worked with APD for many years now.
This is Robert Whitman. He's with a group called the New Mexico Patriots, whose mission, he says, is to defend the U.S. Constitution. He said his group was out during last Monday's protest supporting police officers.
I see it as they're devoting 99% of their time to the peaceful protest. And now with us being in communication with law enforcement, we can inform. We don't necessarily have to get involved. And that's actually one of our first rules of engagement is not to engage unless there's imminent threat.
Whitman says a few business owners contacted them after a small group of people broke windows and stole from businesses downtown last Sunday night, May 31st. He blames Antifa agitators for making chaos. Though some Patriots carry weapons, Whitman says they don't like the term militia and don't associate with hate groups.
And you don't see us too often. We're usually behind the scenes, and we usually want to support law enforcement.
APD spokesperson Gilbert Gallego said in an email that APD administration has not authorized or condoned coordination with any civilian groups related to the protests. He did not respond specifically about the so-called friendlies we heard about on the police scanner Tuesday. We know there was one other armed civilian group out last Monday in Albuquerque, a statewide militia group called the New Mexico Civil Guard. John Burks, who's referred to on their Facebook page as captain of the Bernalillo County Company, said they usually give law enforcement a heads up that they're coming.
But no, we didn't have any meetings with APD like the Wayne guys did.
Arthur Bell was helping facilitate last Monday's Black Lives Matter protest.
I mean, it's a peaceful demonstration, and we feel like any showing of weaponry of any kind defeats the purpose in some ways.
A group of Native American activists from the Red Nation say armed white men tracked them during Monday's demonstration and afterward threatened them outside their own office space down the street. They say the men accused them of trying to break in while one made a move to pull a handgun from his pants.
KUNM reporters have covered nightly protests since they began over a week ago. We've noted aggressive shows of militarized force by APD against unarmed people following protests on May 28th and May 31st. Armed militia groups seem to move around unimpeded, even in a case on June 1st when a shot was reported fired in an area where groups of men with long guns had been seen. For KUNM, I'm Hannah Colton.
KUNM's Yasmin Khan and Khalil Ikalona contributed to this report. Find more of our coverage of Black Lives Matter demonstrations and responses by police and armed civilian groups at KUNM.org. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.